Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, and now a weekend.
Scott Mills Daily.
Look who's just stopped by on a Friday. We love having visitors on a Friday, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's our mate Nick Knowles. Hello.
Hello, how you doing? All right?
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Can I enter the Brits competition? Because I haven't got tickets for that. No one's asked me yet. And
well,
I quite fancy going.
Aren't you one of the nominees for Best Male Solo Artist?
Strangely enough. Do you know what?
You're our favourite singer. up against Mark Ronson, Robert Plant, Paul Weller, Tiny Temper and Plan B.
Yeah, well, I can see why they'd feel up against it if I was in the nominations, but I'm not. Sadly, this year they passed me by, despite your best efforts to get me into that category. Thank you very much.
So,
I'm not going yet, and I think my girlfriend would like to go, and I've just suddenly realised when you were told in the competition that I hadn't done anything about getting tickets. So.
Would you want us to cancel the interview now, and you can just sit on your phone for 20 minutes, try and get through?
That would be nice. Or if anybody's got some tickets they'd like to let me have, that'd be great. Thanks very much.
Have you... Just put it out there, Nick. You know what I'm saying?
I'm nothing if not quite happy to sell myself down the river just for the sake of a couple of tickets to an event.
That's, I love this. Have you been to the Brits before?
Do you know what? I haven't. No, Nikki Chapman's a friend of mine. I was talking to her the other day and saying, should I go? And she said, yeah, I used to go all the time when I had bands, because Nikki was involved with bands and stuff then. She said, it's a good laugh, but I think it's time to bring back Samantha Fox and Mick Fleetwood, don't you? That was surely when it peaked.
Do YouTube that, people, because it was spectacular in its awfulness.
Is that the girl who... They didn't really gel, did they?
Careful where you're going. We're live.
No, well, she's quite short, and he's very tall.
Right.
And
neither of them can speak.
No, and they got the wrong microphones. Basically,
oh, bless them.
Imagine the TV going as wrong as it can possibly go.
Yeah.
I don't know what you Google, really. Just put...
Imagine if Alan Partridge was given the Brits to organise. If Alan Partridge organised the Brits, that's pretty much what you get.
Look up Sam Fox Brits and you'll find it is amazing.
Don't just look up Sam Fox because you might get all sorts.
Never mind the Brits. What about you? You're going off on some expedition.
Yes, I am. I'm going for Comet Relief. I'm going to do a desert trek in northern Kenya.
I know that part of Kenya.
Do you?
Very well. That's where I actually went and built this wildlife reserve.
What can you tell me?
I can tell you it's dangerous. That's where I had the biggest accident of my life. Almost killed myself. I know that it's in Samburu territory. They're nice people. Quite warlike. They like a spear fight every now and again.
Oh God.
It's bandit territory as well, because I think you're up past the Archer's Post, which is quite bandit territory as well. And you also get a lot of elephants and wildlife coming off the desert, having never seen humans again. And they tend to treat humans by charging them first and then asking questions later. Apart from that, you'll have a great time. Don't roll over in the night, because spiders tend to like to get close to warmth, so they'll snuggle up right next to you in the night. And when you wake up in the morning and roll over, you roll onto them and they bite you.
So what should I do? Just not roll?
Sleep standing.
Don't
up
roll.
Or...
Sleep standing up. Learn to sleep like
just
a cow.
Sleep on
stand
someone
up,
else.
Upright.
Okay.
Yes, use somebody else as a prophylactic between you and the ground. Who else is going?
Lorraine.
There you
Craig
go.
David.
It's the first time I've ever heard
you just called Lorraine Kelly a prophylactic.
I don't even know what one of them is, but it sounds funny.
Look it up.
Oh, you don't know what it is? Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
That's fantastic.
I assumed it was like an airbed.
When I.
Pay depends on how big you are, really, but I'd imagine probably overdoing it slightly, yeah.
When I signed up for this, they said there's going to be a few snakes, and I was like, okay, fine. They mentioned there may be some wildlife. No one told me about spiders or bandits.
Yeah, you know, it's all up in that neck of the woods. It's quite a difficult area. And it's also about 50 degrees.
Yeah, drink
about 80 litres, 8 litres of water a day just to keep going, and salts kinds of other things to give me. It's a tough, I tell you what, for people thinking you're just going for a stroll in the desert, it's a tough old ask, that is. It really is. And also, sand gets in your boots and it pretends to wear away your soles. You find the soles of your feet starting to try and part company with your feet. It's nasty. I guess you're taking medics and some kind of protect. You're not taking medics.
I don't know.
No. Well, there's cutbacks at the BBC.
I love how prepared you are. You're just like, you haven't listened in any of the meetings.
I'm wearing my boots.
Have you done any of the training?
Have you Googled Kenya at all?
I know where it is.
good luck.
Good, no, thanks, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to know how you can support me on this desert trek with me and the other people, then go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. There's a blue bag.
We know I like to bring a present.
Yes.
Last time I actually brought a hard helmet and some earphones. I brought a selection of things. First of all,
Been down the garage. It's one of those blue bags you only get down the garage.
It is. You can tell how good anything is, or the quality of anything by that. I could only have gone worse with one of those red and white stripy bags.
Yeah.
This is an air freshener for your tent.
Oh,
nice. Have you got tents, or are you sleeping in the open?
No, tents, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's like one you get for a car.
Okay, watch out for solifuges. They're the worst of the spiders, by the way. They're the ones that bite you. You don't feel them bite you, and it injects an anaesthetic, and then what they do is they sit and chow down on the bit of leg that's been anaesthetised. So you wake up in the morning with like a 50 pence size hole in your leg or whatever bit. Well, you've got to hope it's your leg, because they can change out wherever they can get access. Don't sleep in your Reg Grundy's.
Tell Ollie Mers to cover it up, because otherwise it's going to be in all sorts of trouble.
I was going to say, a 50p hole is ambitious.
There's a set of earphones here. Earplugs.
Is that for when Craig starts singing?
In case Craig starts singing, and also so that you can't hear anyone else scream during the night.
Okay, good.
Because that'll upset you.
What's
Craig David's coming on the trick
for?
As well.
The tape measure? A man should always have a tape measure. You never know what you need to measure in the middle of the night. So,
The size of your spider hole.
Yeah, the size of the spider that just came into a tent. You can say that was a 5-inch spider.
Brilliant.
Or the distance you've travelled in a day after about the sixth day when you haven't had enough water and it's 50 degrees and there are bandits. You can actually say, I travelled 48 inches closer to my goal.
I'm so pleased you popped into there. I really am.
Well, if I
it's made me feel a lot better as we head towards the weekend.
My favourite is this one. It's just a sign which says no free newspapers or junk mail.
Is that for my tent?
Well, because they can get everywhere, can't they? No matter where you are, they'll find you and stick something through the letterbox, won't they?
Oh, Nick Knowles, you're my favourite. Now, have you been doing anything in showbiz lately? Because I know last time we spoke to you, you were in a jacuzzi with Biffy Clyro or something.
I had a great night with Biffy Clyro. They were great fun, I have to say. Who have I bumped into recently that was a good laugh?
You're so showbiz.
I wish I was more showbiz. I'm just
having a jacuzzi with Biffy Clyro is quite showbiz.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know, really. We were playing. They were a nice bunch of people.
Sounds like a Chris Morris competition prize.
Roger Daltrey. Roger Daltrey was chatting to my plasterer the other day.
Who?
Who?
Yeah, works that time, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's a nice bloke.
Is he?
Yeah, no, he was really funny, actually.
Okay.
He was saying that Liam was a nice bloke. He thinks Liam's very bright.
Gallagher?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he's a nice guy now.
Yeah, no. So
these days.
He's a nice guy. These days.
Yeah.
So he was talking about that, because he's got this big Teenage Cancer Trust thing coming up at the Albert Hall, isn't he, which he does every year. So, and he's a top bloke, and I was telling him I saw him at the Super Bowl and all the rest of it. Cause,
were you at the Super Bowl?
The year that the Who did the Super Bowl.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, you weren't there.
No. At the Super Bowl, when the Who
that
did the
year,
Super Bowl.
Not this year.
Not this year. I didn't see Will I Am this year.
I'm really confused.
No, I didn't see Will.
Okay.
Or W, as he likes me to call
it. Yeah. Also, last time we saw you was at our ill-fated World Cup party in that pub, do you remember?
I thought that was a magnificent evening.
Thank you. It didn't go well. and the highlight of the day was your jacket. What? That jacket was incredible.
That was amazing. That was actually that was an original jacket, though, that I actually got when I was staying on a Navajo reservation in Arizona.
Do you know what? Because I thought it smelt a bit of cow.
Yeah, there was.
We didn't want to say anything, but I did. Do you know? Do you know what I mean?
The vegetarians were fleeing the room.
No, that's. Yeah, it was.
It's a proper jacket.
It was no. It was a proper jacket. But I'm not sure it was me. I was stood near. I was stood quite near. Was it Pixie Lott? Who was it that was there?
Diana Vickers.
Yeah, Diana Vickers. That was it. The other one that looked. There's about four of them all look alike at the moment, aren't they? That's the side of thing that gets me into all kinds of trouble, like my Justin Bieber comment last year. Jeez, my Twitter page went berserk after that.
What did you say?
Well, I said he needed a clip round the ear, which I thought, to be fair, American kid needs a... It turns out he's Canadian, and clipping him round the ear is not apparently the thing to do anymore.
So, not so much.
Yes, a lot of his young fans got very upset in squeaky voices, so there you go.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
No idea. Can we talk about your new show quickly?
That's very good of you, because I would have forgotten to mention it otherwise, which is why I popped in. We've got a Saturday night new quiz show on a new lottery quiz show. Are you still doing that?
I promoted you on Wednesday.
Did you? That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Coming up, Nick Knowles with an exciting new show on Saturday night.
Yeah, do you know what? And it's not bad either. And unlike most of the other Saturday night shows that are normally invented by giant multinational companies, this was invented by an Irish guy with a small production company in Ireland. And 4 years down the line, having mortgaged his house to get it to Saturday Night TV, here we are. And it's a very good show, and hopefully it'll do very well.
What's it called?
It's called Secret Fortune.
I nearly had you there, didn't I? You know, it's called DIY Fortune SOS.
Secret Fortune Rescue, something. Yeah. No, it's called Secret Fortune, and it's very good, and it's a good laugh, and it's very tense, and all the rest of it. So,
nice.
Loads of cash available. £100,000 on the Beeb.
That's not bad, is it?
These days.
Listen, thank you for popping in to see us today.
It's been
Are you about to go diving?
And privilege. No. Why? No, I've just come from. No, I just come from a gym session.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Yeah. Just like a bit of a diving outfit going on.
No, it's a skins. It's. I'm a fan
tight.
Of skins. That's what it is. There you go.
Oh, right. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Thank you, Nick Knowles.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's only Blue Friday. This is Radio 1. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we told you that Lady Gaga had put her lyrics to her new song, Born This Way, on the internet. But no one knew what the actual song sounded like. We just had the words. So, as you remember, me and Becky both made two versions of the song. So we made a version each. And we're just kind of trying to guess, really, with using her lyrics, what the song would sound like.
Doesn't matter if you love him.
This is my one.
Capital H-I-A. Just put your pores up, 'cause you were born this way. Born this way.
So that's what I thought the new Lady Gaga song would sound like. This was Becky's.
It don't matter if you love him, or capital H-I-M. Just put your pores up, 'cause you were born this way, baby.
People really like this one. Got a big response.
My mama told me when I was young, we are all born
superstars.
She rolled my hair, my lipstick on in a glass of her
boudoir.
There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say I'm beautiful.
So whose version was the closest to what the new actual Lady Gaga track sounds like? Here it is, Born This Way.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M.
The same as Becky's.
I am.
Oh my God.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Born This Way.
Ooh, there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way.
Well, I'm not being funny. Did you actually hear Gaga's version before anyone else did and just copied it?
Nope. Not at all. I just took some inspiration from Madonna.
How did you do that?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.